We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, from the middle of a sugya, where the Gemara there says that we have a Beya, and the Lacha is a Sveika Yasura, and if it gets mixed up with 1,000, it's not bottle. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, if you learn that it's a Shaila of Muksa or Chana the Rabbah, it's a Shaila of Yomtiv, born on Yomtiv, and you go like Chana the Rabbah, so the Raya is the and then if it gets mixed up, it's not bottle because Dov is Yashlam Atirim, because you're Mutter after Yantiv. But if he learns there are Banan, like Maskim Shazavu, or as Maskim Shazavu, or the other reason as Paris and Oishrim, so why Suffolk Asik? Gemara says, talking about a Trefa, Suffolk Trefa. Suffolk Trefa, it should be bottle by Elef, it should be bottle of 1,000. So Gemara says, no, because it's a Dovish of a Minyan. Now, who holds that even something that's a Dovish of a Minyan only sometimes, that's not bottle, that's a Tana of Litra Katsias. Now, who's that Tana? The Tana, linked to the Mishnah. Litra Katsias, you have a bunch of figs, like a little bunch of figs, a liter of figs, a certain amount of pound of figs, and this figs was truma derabanan, and it got mixed up with the other figs. Shadarsal pi eagle, you crushed it, the way you crush, you put them away, is you crush it and it comes into a hard ring of figs, and you put it on top of the keli, on top of the keli that has a bunch of figs in it. It's not mixed up, but it's on top of it, but you have a bunch of these utensils, and you put it on one of them, you forgot which one it is. Vene de be'ez eagle. You don't know which eagle you put it on top of. Or darsal pichavis. It's a gulid vela. It's a gulid vela, yeah. So figs, dried figs. Or darsal pichavis, or you put it on top of a barrel. Vene de be'ez eagle. You don't know which barrel you put it on top of it. Or darsal pichavis, put on top of a basket. Vene de be'ez eagle. You're not sure which one it is. So it's a shayla. It's mixed up. You don't know which one it is. So to be machlekes tanoim, what the machlekes tanoim is. Rameya Omer, that the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is like this. Rameya Omer, fear Rabbi Eliezer, who's Mekel, he holds. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Roinus al Yoinus Kilha and Prudos. Vatachtoinus Malus al Yoinus. The halacha is, even though let's say you only have 20 barrels, so it's really 1 in 20, 1 in 20 is not bottle, you have to have 1 in 100 by Chumat and Mavatel. But here, if you count the different figs that are on the bottom of the barrels, then you have 100. The Zokta has a major kula. I could combine all the figs here, even the ones on the bottom, to make a bittel. Even though they're not next to each other, I know for sure I put it on top, so I know the bottom ones are not part of the suffix. Still, we look at ke'ilu, the top ones are on the bottom, and it's all one big taruvais, it's one big mixture, and it's avatal each other. How are you allowed to do that? It's not mixed. So Rashi explains, since Chumas Paris is under Rabbanon, we'll make it to make bittel, even though it's not included in the suffix, the ones on the bottom. So that's Rab Meir's version of Rab Eliezer. Rabbi Shua's Machmer. Rabbi Shua, I mean like this. If there's 100 mouths, let's say of the baskets or of the chavos, 100 mouths, then yalla, then it's about the 1 in 100. Mimlav, you can't use the bottom. Mimlav, apum, masurim, all the puma. Asur, vashalayim, the ones on the bottom, amutu, because it's not part of the suffix, it's not part of the mixture. So it goes both ways. It can't make the bittel, and it's also mutter. So that's Rav Meir's version of Rav Eliezer, Rav Yeshua. Rav Eliezer is Gantz Meikel, very Meikel. Rav Yeshua holds only if they have 100 Pumim. Rav Yehuda's version is like this. Rav Eliezer Eimer, Rav Eliezer didn't say like the Rav Yeshua before. Rav Eliezer Eimer, Yesham Meir Pumim, if you have 100 mouths of the barrels that you're not sure where you put this one, then Yalu, it's a 100. Lava Pumim Asur Mishlayim Mutarim. Not the Pumim is Asur, and the bottoms are Mutter, because they're not mixed. Rav Yeshua comes a major Chumper. Rav Yeshua Eimer, Fil Yasham Shalosh Meir's Pumim. You have 300 mouths. Lo yalu, it will not be bottle. Why? Because he holds the davar shebe minyan. These eguli dvela are some things that you count. You sell them one at a time, so one ring at a time. Therefore, it's a davar shebe minyan, and davar shebe minyan even by the rabbanon is not bottle. And that's the tana of our brisa before that says that a beya that got mixed up in the other ones is not bottle. The question was, it should be bottle. Tarit says no, it's davar shebe minyan. Even sometimes davar shebe minyan. The fidus tana. If Rav Yehuda is Rav Yeshua, that's the Tana who will be the Tana of the Brisa before. Now, this Brisa goes further, just not the Ge'ar Sugya, but a few more lines. It says in the Brisa further, Darsa be'eagle, if you crushed it into the eagle, ve'eni day be'ez eagle darsa, not sure which one you put it into, divrei kol yalu. Divrei kol is bottle. For example, divrei kol harpaktaro, it's machlaikas. What you say it's machlaikas? Why is it divrei kol yalu? Amra papach kama. Darsa be'eagle, if you mixed it together with the other figs so strongly that it's not even nicker b'fnei atzma. They're all one big pile of figs. But anyway, it's a makka b'eagle darsi. Not sure where you put it. If it's svayna on the north side or drama on the south side, divrei kol yalu. And the reason is, the whole shayla of davar shebe minyan is only if it's nicker b'fnei atzma, which means each one is separate. You confuse which one it is. You don't know which one is what. But they're each holding their own. But if they're all mixed together, then there's no din of davar shebe minyan. Then it's not nikkur b'nei atzmai, then it's definitely batel. Then divrei hakol yalu. Ad kan this price of a litter of tamishta, a litter of katsiyos. And now we're going to go back to our brisa of suffik. So remember, we had before, it said a beya that's a suffik, it's aser. And we didn't know what it means, because if it's only the Rabbanon, it should be suffik malakulo. So we said it must be a suffik trefa. We said, bishlofi rabba, that the suffik, if it was laid on yontif, is a suffik deraisa, we stand in the chumra. But if it's as mashkin shazavu, or peris and oishrim, then it's only the Rabbanon, it should be suffik the malakulo. That was the baras kasha. So Rav Ashi is going to say, I have a teretz. Rav Ashi Yomar, really, it was born, it's a suffix, it was born on Yom Tov or it was born in the weekday. Ah, you asked me that it's a suffix Rabbanon, because the whole iser to eat an egg on Yom Tov that was laid on Yom Tov is because a gzeirot, the peris hanoshrim, which only in the Rabbanon. Rav Ashi says, no. Leilim suffigim, type suffix chayil. But still have a davash yesh matirim, a chod davash yesh matirim filled with the Rabbanon leibatel. Rav Ashi comes with a chiddush. Usually you associate davash matirim with a bittel of a mixture. And we say, since it has matirim, so it's not batel. Rav Ashi says the same thing works with a suffik. A suffik, even though you usually say suffik derabanan lekula, if it's something that's a mutter tomorrow, you don't say suffik derabanan lekula. And if you Rashi, the svara is the same thing, it's beautiful. Rashi's svara is, why when it's a mixture, it's not batel? Because you might as well eat it tomorrow, beheter. Same thing on a suffik. You say suffik derabanan lekula. You're right, lekula. But here, you can eat it tomorrow, beheter. Why would I have to be saying suffik derabanan lekula? And therefore, if Ashi says, every dove is a shotirim, it's suffik derabanan lekula. And my, all the Achrayim here, the Rishash, the Rav Chanan Vassaman, they all ask on the Ran, that the Ran who has a different svar on the Rishon Matirim, it doesn't apply, only applies by Bittel, to a Mimimina, it has apply over here, Ayin Shom, look at the Rishash and the Kaivitz Shi'urim, Sivkot and Dala, which speak about that. And basically, a lot of the Mahal Chamar, the Ran agrees to Rashi's reason as well, and therefore, it won't be Bittel, it won't be Safi Yabon Lekula, because Adam Fashiyosh the Matirim. Tanya learned in a Braisa. Acherim Oimrim. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. There's Tanoim say Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Beitza, a beyaz that's nolda on yontif, toichel hivi ima. You can eat the mother, which means the chicken, and the egg. That's the Braisa says. Zogtik Mara, my asking, what are we talking about? Ilema b'tana girls, meres l'achila. If we're talking about tana girls that are slated for food, so pshita divi ima shari. It's pasha that it and its mother's mutter. I can tell me what it means. That's what Pasha. That maybe it's Achana de Rabba on the egg. So Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha is that if you just want to tell me about the egg, what are you telling me about the mother for? Mother's Pasha, it's mutter. It's not Muksa. Oh, you tell me that the egg is mutter? It's not Achana de Rabba? Just say the egg. That's what Rashi knows the Kasha. Rashi is a Kaloimar. Rashi knows the Maskal Pshita. In Bal Loimar Kebe Shammai, Lishmina Beitza, Ima Lamali, Pshita de Sharia. So if you're talking about Tanagar's Achila, what's the Chiddush? Elo must be talking about Tanagar's Meres Galabetzim, which is Muksa. So then, Hivi Mesur should be Osir. I maybe holds like Rab Shimon. No, Rashi speaks out. Rab Eliezer holds like Rab Yehuda, holds like Muksa. So then it should be Osir. So what's this case of Fir Rab Eliezer? They says, Hivi Ima is Mutter. If it's Tumar Medes L'Achila, it's Pashit. And why have to speak out, mother? And if it's a Medes L'Gal Debeitzim, it's Osir Taka. So where is that Tumar Halachim? Omar Abaya. Omar Abzeira. Toichel Agav Ima. You'll eat it Agav Ima. That's the Chiddush. Hey Chidon, what's the case? You bought a chicken stam. You didn't specify, is it to lay eggs for your business, or it is to eat. So, nishchatot, yishechtra yontif, it's a breira, yesh breira by the rabbanons, by muksa. Hovrora, it's a yesh breira de la'achila medes, which is oimel la'achila. And therefore, the egg will be mutter, because then it's from the chicken that's oimel la'achila. But loy nishchatot, you didn't shechtra, hovrora de yala beitzim medes, and then the bay will be aser. So when it says in the Mishnah, hi ve'ima, in the braisa, hi ve'ima asura, or hi ve'ima teichal, it says, with shumra leza, beitza teichal, hi ve'ima, it means, it's the egg is telling the mother. If the mother, you land up shechting it, so then the egg will be mutter. If you don't shecht it, it's megal afraid, the egg is aser. So the reader brought ima is to say it's tali in the mother. That's the first pshat in this braisa. He means it's tali in the mother. Teichalag of ima. That's Rav Zera's pshat. Another pshat, Rav Mari Amar, guzmuk tani. The reason why, you're right, it's talking about a medes la'achila. I had a question is, if you want to tell me the chiddush of like, there's no achana de rabba, no problem achana de rabba, just say the egg, don't say the mother. We only said the mother just to make it more dramatic, to make more emphasis to my psak. Rabbi, I'm a guzmuk tani. Guzmuk means, I'm just making it more dramatic. I'm saying, it's mother, everyone's mother. And we'll give you an example there. Italian, look at the braisa. Acherim Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, it's the same halacha, but it has even more emphasis. Eat the egg. He, the egg, be'ima, the mother, ve'efrayach, ve'klipasai. So what does it mean? It says, and the peel, my klipasai. What does it mean, the peel? Ilem klipa mamish, you ate the peel of the shell of an egg. Klipa basachilu, you can't eat a shell. It's not possible. Ella must be, I'll tell you, it means efrayach be'klipasai. You're allowed to eat the chick in the klipa. So Zagdamar, it's not true. You know, a chicken in its klipa is not allowed to be eaten. Only if it came out, it hatched, but it didn't open its eyes yet. That's a shayla if it's called a sheretz, al-aretz, if it's mutter. If it's still in its klipa, you're not allowed to eat it. So what does it mean? What does it mean klipasa? You can't eat it. It doesn't mean a frech big klipasa. What does it mean? What does it mean? A frech big klipasa guzma, just for emphasis. You're allowed to eat everything on the, plus the kitchen sink. So hachinami toichel hivi ima guzma. Just a guzma. We're saying the question was, why are you bringing ima? Just to give emphasis, dramatic, to make it more dramatic. You're allowed to eat the egg. You're allowed to eat everything. So therefore, if I was talking about a medis lachila, the question was why we mentioned the mother. That's just to show clearly how you're allowed to eat everything. So to Gemara Vakta. New Gemara now. That we'll be talking about, if you have 2 days in a row that are also to eat, is the egg laid on one day, also on the next day. And it's the geya, a lot of different things. The geya Shabbos and Yomtiv, it's the geya 2 days Yomtiv in Chutz Laaretz, and it's the geya also 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which you might get to on today's daf or not. We'll see. But in between, there's a sugya of Eime Vatlim Lechatchila coming up. So let's start. Itmar. Shabbos and Yomtiv. You have 2 days in a row, Shabbos and Yomtiv. Shabbos and Sunday was Yomtiv. What's the halacha? If an egg was born on Shabbos, is it Mutar Yomtiv or not? Rav Amanolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. If it's born on Shabbos, it's also on the next day. Rav Yechon Amanolda Bezeh Mutaris Bezeh. If it's born on Shabbos, it's Mutar on Sunday. So what's the machlek? So first of all, I want to say, name because Rav Kedusha Achasi. Maybe Rav holds that a Shabbos and Yontif together, since it never was no interruption between them, it's like one big Kedusha. So it's like it's born today. That's why it's awesome. But it's not true. We pass like the four Kanim according to Rav Eliezer, the Omar, that they hold Shtei Kedusha the same. That Shabbos and Yontif, it's regarding Tchumen, it's considered two Kedushas. So it can't be that's Pshat and Rav, that the reason why it's Asa Bezeh is because it's one Kedusha. It's not. It's two Kedushas. Elohach, the Gemara answers, V'achonah de Rabba Kamifagi. Rav is the Achonah de Rabba. Rav Yechon less the Achonah de Rabba. And the words of this Mechlekes would be like this. Rav holds the reason why Sunday it's also, Sunday Yontif is also, because Shabbos was born on Shabbos. Shabbos is appearing for Yontif. Mashiach and Olam Adi Yomah does not hold the Achonah de Rabba, therefore Shabbos is allowed to prepare for Yontif. I can ask me a kasha, if you remember the Gemara of Bezim and Bez, it said that an egg finishes up the day before. And that is why it's also on Yontif, because the Yontif was after Shabbos, and it was finished on Shabbos. But here, when it was born on Shabbos, the first day I said Shabbos, Yontif, born on Shabbos, it was finished on Friday already. It was finished on Friday already. So then, there's no problem of Avachana. Tois says the Kasha. There's the Tema. The Amrinan kol hechav z'yalda idnama esmal garmala. That's Tois says the Kasha. Tois says answer is that when it's born on Shabbos, being born is also a form of Avachana. Because until the Leda, it's complete. It's not ready to eat yet. Right? It's not geshmak. It's not ready to eat yet. And therefore, it's also a form of achana. And therefore, if you hold achana to Rabba, it'll be aser. And Rav Yechon argues achana to Rabba ketanoi. And it's talking of chaykes tanoim. No, this chaykes Shabbos yomtiv. Chaykes tanoim. No, the b'Shabbos teichu b'yomtiv. That's the Tanakhama says. B'yomtiv teichu b'Shabbos. Rav Yehuda emeshim Rav Eliezer adayni mechaykes. Still mechaykes b'Shabbos emrim teichal. U'beisil emrim teichal. So the first Tana holds. There's a problem of there's no problem of Chana de Rabba. Ruda says no. This is a problem of Chana de Rabba, and according to Beis Hillel, Lo Yisoicha because of a problem of Chana de Rabba. So Akaponim, at the end of the day, we have Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. If an egg born on Shabbos is allowed to eat it on the next day Yom Tov, or egg born on Yom Tov is allowed to eat it on the next day Shabbos. Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan if it's mutter or not, and the Machlekes is about Chana de Rabba. Tomorrow gives us two mises. The host of Rav Bahava, Havalei Hanuch Beitzim Yontif Shabbos. He had these Beitzim that were born on Yontif, and now the next day was Shabbos. So it was born on Friday, which is Yontif. Next day is Shabbos. So this host assumed that when you have a Chagas Rav and Yechon, who do you pass him like? Pass like Rav Yechon on. So therefore, it's Mutar on Shabbos. But he has a great idea. I'll fry egg on Shabbos. I'll fry it on Yontif, and then use it for Shabbos. Because Shabbos is Mutar. I'm not going to eat it today, because I'm not going to eat it today. Well, I'll do it for tomorrow. Make it Erev Tav Shilim, no problem. We had Erev Tav Shilim. Also, the Kameh, so he came to to the God Lodo, staying by him, Rav Adav Ava, Amalei, Ma'ulat Vinua Idna, Nechlem Mocha. Can I fry it today and eat it tomorrow? Amalei, so he says to my Daitech, what's Pshat in your Shaila? Because Rabbi Yechna, Allah Rabbi Yechna, because you hold like Rabbi Yechna. Okay, even so, you still can't do it. Why? Afir Rabbi Yechna, like a Shari, El Gemayel Mocha, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, which Gemayel means eat it raw because you can't cook it. You're not allowed to do it today. Why not? Because today it's muksa. Because since you can't eat it, it's muksa. I'll show you from a brice like that. The brice we just learned before. So you can't to cover a keli, or to cover to hold up your bed. Why not? Because it's muksa. So you can't fry it because muksa. You're right. Let it eat it tomorrow. Maybe for you, the few holds a vehicle, but you can't do that. Muksa. Nachamaisa. Shvezichne to Rav Papa, Barmilahu Gavra, that's Rav Papa, either host or someone else came to Rav Papa. Halo Hanuch Beitzim is Shabbos Yomtiv. He had Beitzim that were hatched on Shabbos, they were laid on Shabbos, and he wants to eat on Yomtiv. Now, this wasn't Mashallah cooking, he'll cook it on Yomtiv. This is perfect. He won't touch it on Shabbos the next day. So also come, Omele, Maulach Menel Macha, can I eat it on Yomtiv? Omele Zilla Idna, you know, I just finished my Shabbos Huda, I can't pass now. Tell him, come tomorrow. And because the Rav, Lemuke Amar Alem, Yem Tov Lechabri, when he used to give drashas, which were halachadik, he didn't give a drasha after the Suda on one day Yantiv for the next day. Mishum Shichrus, because he was after Suda Shikr, in those days the main drink was wine. After Suda, the Shah Shikr, he can't paskin. He says, I can't paskin right now, I don't have a head. Come to me tomorrow. Gosla Macha, so tomorrow he comes to him and says, Kareed that egg? Amalei, oh, good thing I didn't answer yesterday. Eicha hashta, it's a good thing I didn't answer yesterday. I would have made a mistake. I would have forgotten. I would have told you, V'amalech would have told you, Rav Rav Yechlech Rav Yechna. I would have told you how to eat it. Why? Because the Pasuk Rav Yechna. But I didn't remember, and now I do remember, that our Amar Rava, Hilchasa Kavase de Rav Bahani Tlas, in three different things we pass, Rav Ben Lekula Ben Lechumra. The three things are, here we have a Shaila, Nold of a Shabbos, if it's Ilari and Yontif, we pass like Rav Lechumra. You can't eat it. There's another case later on about 2 days yontiv of a regular of chutzlar, 2 days yontiv, there you're allowed to eat it. That's a kula. There's another case, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's also, it also pass like Rav. Those are three things we pass like Rav, which we'll see the other two coming up. But like upon it, we pass like Rav, that's also. So it's a good thing I didn't paskin because yesterday because I would have got it wrong. I would have passed like Rav, and really pass like Rav. And the law is you cannot eat the egg on the next day.